Podcast for everything tabletop. My name is Zach, and this week I'm joined by the regular crew. Hello, boys, gentlemen.
Hello.
Possibly ladies. I don't know how you're identifying today.
Hey.
I mean, no characters involved, so I'll go with boys.
That's true. Yeah. There could be lurkers out there. I don't know.
Today we're gonna talk about some stuff. Not playing a game today, just another regular old talk show. This one will start out with one of our long-running segments, Session Zero. In Session Zero, we talk about a system in particular, kind of a little deep dive into the system. Maybe we make some characters, whether that be here or off air afterwards. But today's game, we're all kind of excited about, but Mark's fairly more excited than the rest of us. So I'll let him introduce our game today.
All right. Well, I'm sure we've talked about this already, but this is Outgunned. This is by the same folks that brought us Household, which we've been enjoying immensely. But Outgunned is a more modern day swashbuckling, I think. Real strong focus on cinematic action type themes.
Your classic like action movies that like in the 90s sort of a thing.
Yeah, 90s, yeah. 90s action. Something that's kind of interesting about it, and you know, I guess maybe a critique to some degree, is while Household is all about the setting, the core book of Outgunned doesn't really have a setting. There are some settings coming for it. They have kind of an in-depth setting and several a whole book of other settings that you can do a lot with, but the base game doesn't really have that. I wouldn't call it a universal system either, because I don't think it could do everything. But like I say, it's very targeted for a very specific cinematic action type of feel.
Right, and it's kind of, you say there's no real setting, but it's kind of assumed it's like a generic setting.
Yeah, it's assumed that 90s action film. I mean, some of the stuff that they talk about right at the beginning is like, cell phones, sure. Smartphones, hell no. Like, right, you know, they're putting it in a very specific time period, but they're not saying it has to be New York, or it has to be realistic, or it has to be, you know, a buddy cop movie. It's just action, and I think they put the time constraint for the sake of limited technology, so you can't just, like, you know, always have connection with your friends, you know, sort of a thing.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't just Google your information. You actually have to go out and get it.
Yep.
Right, exactly.
So yeah, it has some target areas, but it's not, you know, you're not necessarily playing police, although you could. You're not necessarily playing spies, but you could.
Yeah.
You could play just you know, some sort of rogue adventure treasure hunters. You could play thieves, you know, like an Ocean's 11 kind of heist thing. You know, there's a variety of things you can do with this.
Reference here. If the movie was made by Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Willis, you could probably do it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Except the Fifth Element. It's a little too futuristic.
I mean, you could probably still do that, though. It's pretty actiony and silly.
I think, yeah. You know, you can, you know, very few tweaks of this, and some of the future supplements they have is going to include stuff for science fiction, and even kind of some swashbuckly Seven Seas sort of stuff. can be done with this. It's like I say, it's pretty versatile. I just wouldn't go so far as saying it's a universal system.
Yep.
That's fair.
As such.
And I think that's the thing too. You could do Fifth Element in a style, but you're not going to, like, if you're looking for this system to provide to you, like, backgrounds of the Manashiwans or, like, different technology or stuff like that, like, that's definitely not going to do it. This is not a setting book. This is, I would like to do action and I'm going to make up the world as I'm going or make assumptions that we can all, you know, kind of take to the table.
Yes. And it's pretty much assuming real world, which gives you a pretty solid setting already.
That's nice.
You just need to do a little bit of tweaking of the specifics of what you're looking for, what you want to do with it. So, I think, it has a lot of the same DNA as Household. And
You're still gathering a dice pool based on your attributes and skills, rolling them up, getting those like faces. With these systems, they have those specific dice sets that you can get, but of course you can just use a regular D6 as well.
Yep.
Right. One of the things I think that's a little bit simpler is it doesn't have the moves. It just has feats, which in my perception, those feel like a little bit more easier to use than the moves in Household.
It definitely simplifies it.
Simplifies it a little bit.
You're focusing on the action and not necessarily all the things you can do.
Right. But on the other hand, I think the meta currencies of Outgunned are a little bit more complex. In Household, you have the aces and the Joker, which you use to add dice, heal, activate moves, those sort of things. In here, those are done with adrenaline, which is kind of similar, but more universal. Whereas the aces are tied to a specific suit.
Specific stuff.
Your adrenaline is much more open-ended and can be used anywhere.
Kind of like a all-in-one.
Kind of like the Jokers. Yeah, it's like all Jokers, basically.
All Jokers instead of having the specific ones.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, not having the moves, too, that kind of negates having the specific ones, too. So that's kind of neat. I like that.
In addition to adrenaline, you also have Spotlight, which is like a super adrenaline. It gives you even more power. Basically, it kind of gives you an automatic, I think it's an automatic extreme success.
Let's see. So you can spend one to get an extreme success automatically instead of rolling the dice. Save a friend. Very similar to the Household. Remove a condition. Save a ride when it's about to be destroyed.
Yep.
So you've got vehicles and stuff.
Correct.
Or do whatever you want.
Yes.
If you want to do something that you normally couldn't, discuss it with the director. If you both agree, the spotlight makes everything possible.
Read here, drama die, hero point, or other sorts of, fate controlling systems.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Lastly, you have one more thing that you can use, and that's a plan B. And you have three plan Bs. These you can only use once in a campaign. And these are kind of an automatic get out of jail free card. There is a bullet, a backup, or a bluff.
The goons surround your heroes with guns drawn and bad intentions. All seems lost. When the rotor of a chopper announces the incoming cavalry, luckily someone has called for backup.
Yes. So the bullet is kind of basically a single bullet fired with extreme precision or luck kind of thing, where you create some sort of blazing diversion to bend the trajectory of a bullet or something for success. That
some might say curve a bullet.
Yes.
action movie wanted.
Absolutely. Backup is more of a cavalry comes in and saves the day. Bluff is somehow you fool your enemies. You know, this would probably be like the classic Mission Impossible, rip off the mask and realize that you're not who they thought you were.
Who they thought you were in the beginning, right?
So those are the basic meta currencies that you have. That
and kind of, correct me if I'm wrong here. The plan B is group based as opposed to character based.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely.
So
yes.
It's kind of like,
okay. So the entire group can use
a team or like
each of these once a campaign.
Yep. Correct.
Not individually. So yes. I don't get one. Logan doesn't get one. You know.
Correct.
Okay.
I could see as a narrative, you know, allowing maybe a little more flexibility since it is so limited, but it is literally a Deus Ex Machina, you know, based with a little bit of structure. So I do like how it is very limited, very specific.
Mm-hmm. The other kind of big thing I think is probably the death roulette.
Mm-hmm.
And what that happens, you have grit in this, which is kind of your energy. Trying to remember, what is it called in Household?
Stress.
Yeah. Stress, grit, kind of the same thing. That's kind of what you whittle down to, you know, as you take, quote unquote,
damage. As you take hits or wounds or et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Right. Then when you get out in, I think in Household, you're out of the scene, is it?
You bow out, which means you're kind of, you don't necessarily die. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you are removed from the scene.
Right.
To then need to recover and come back later.
Gotcha. In this, you start off with one in your death roulette. When you run out of grit, you roll a six-sided die.
Oh, this is cool.
If it's greater than the number of
points
you have, then you survive, but you add one to your
roulette. Okay, so this kind of shadows terrible, terrible things.
Yes.
A little bit.
A little bit.
So that's kind of a similar mechanic there.
Yes.
That's neat.
So, and that happens every time you get... You get to that point, you kind of add another point to that to make it more difficult as you progress. So
then, the stakes increase. Everything's a little more intense.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
You're a little closer
to
extending your limits.
Exactly. But again, kind of like Household, they very much encourage you to not find the body. Allowing in true cinematic fashion for the hero or bad guy to reappear later somehow. And
yep,
I would never use that mechanic, Mark.
No, I know. Well,
and that mechanic too is really nice in this because it's like they come back, but they come back with a scar. They come back showing it's not just a hey, I retired for a little while, I had a cup of tea. Like they're showing the gritty, rough side of an action movie.
I've been hiding out in the Bahamas the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the Agent Coulson?
Yes.
Tahiti.
Lovely this time of year.
Yeah. So I think that's the basics of it.
I mean, some compare and contrast here. You know, I really like the death roulette. Followed the Kickstarter itself as well. One of the things that they had as part of that is they're literally giving out, you know, a part of that package was a bullet shaped die, which you can get anywhere, but it makes it very interesting. Cause it's like, oh, okay. You need to roll the death roulette. You don't get to just roll a die. You roll the bullet.
Yeah.
Like,
and on the character sheet, it's actually shaped like the chamber of
a revolver.
Yeah. Revolver.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. One of the first things that pops out, for differences is there are five main stats as opposed to four.
Mm-hmm.
Brawn, nerve, smooth, focus, and crime, which are different than the four that we had for, for good reason, with Household, the four are connected to suits specifically, and those suits are a big part of, how you play the game and whatnot and can have an effect on how the game goes.
True.
Yeah.
You know, you can use a deck of cards in a physical situation as well, I think, without household, without gun. It seems to be more, if household is the deep wits of a poker game, outgunned is roulette or craps or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's just really, it's really neat. It's cool to see the kind of comparisons as you read through the book here. It's, you know, knowing the one, it seems like this is fairly easy to pick up for the other.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely some differences, but you have the same overall air and everything from the other system.
Yep. Whereas household, you have the memories. This has experiences. Mm-hmm. Very similar. You can call on that to give yourself a boost.
Now, do you get the kind of temporary in-game ones? Because we have both we have experiences in household as well.
Correct.
Those are those temporary ones.
No, not as much there. So you don't you don't have the temporary experiences. You just have the memories here or experiences. You do have the conditions, very similar to household. Does have
different
rules
kinds
for,
of experience.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously, again, because there's five roles, it breaks them down a little bit further. But
right.
Yeah.
That's not horribly different.
Not really.
I'm looking at the character advancement section currently.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of see what the differences are. They don't do the same thing with like the whole chapters viewpoint. They don't really focus on you do things in this amount of, you know, main points in the story. You
just actually kind
of play until.
Actually, what the way they break it down is into shots.
Yep.
There are like 6 to 8 different shots in a campaign.
Okay.
So you start with an establishing shot, and then at somewhere in the middle, you have a turning point type of adventure. And then the last shot will be the showdown. So those are kind of like the different paragraphs.
And stuff.
It's a little bit more concise in that the idea is that the campaign is one movie, basically. And then if you want to do a sequel, you can do a sequel. But that's kind of the goal of the structure here.
Yeah, it's nice to understand.
Okay, part of me really wants to do a sequel. Like, this is just me being a dork about something, but like, if you had like a gaming group, you know, with a fair number of people, and you guys do one of it, and then, you know, like one of the main characters or whatever, like maybe that, like, it, you know, as you're playing through a campaign, there's like the two main guys and like the three supporting guys or whatever else, not people are cool with doing that. And let's say like for the sequel, one of the main guys can't come back. So one of the other players plays that character. He got recast.
Oh, yes.
He got recast.
Absolutely.
Or it's like the you know, the James Bond movies. You know, you have the different eras of...
I mean, there's that or like...
Different people playing.
I mean, you know, they literally did that for like Game of Thrones, where it was like one actor for Dario Naharis and then a different one for the other one, and they just act like it was the same dude. You know, just... That's a recent example in my mind. Or like what we're going to have with Witcher coming up here soon. Like, just
Witcher.
The idea of it cracked me up.
Yeah, that's really neat. That it throws some really fun ideas out.
Yeah.
Because you said you can kind of do any kind of story in this setting. And again, like you said, they are coming out with expansion style books.
Yep.
That kind of dive a little bit deeper into the different genres. Like you said, sci-fi, we've got the swashbuckly pirates, we've got
are they doing a spy specific one?
Was there a Stranger Things specific one?
No, ironically, you know, they talk a lot about doing like a James Bond or Mission Impossible style thing, but there isn't a specific spy. And that's what I, as I was saying, it would have been nice if they had started off, just in the core book, they had like a page or two of a base set. Here's a spy agency to get you started if you want to do that. But
it might also be kind of fun and interesting to play that out too.
They kind of do, because they have some pre-made characters that came with the packet, and so there is a little adventure you can run at the end of it, at the end of the book or whatever. That's their pre-made, but yeah, it doesn't really give you like a this is what it would feel like, breakdown like a lot of systems do.
That's true. That's true. You've got a good point.
Yeah. They are, in addition to the other books, they are coming out with an additional campaign that it kind of goes off from the starting adventure in the book. That's very
like them.
Yep. Yeah.
That's very like them. They did the Saga of Fragile Peace, which is basically that extension of their example adventures.
Right.
Yeah, for Household.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I went ahead and I've kind of put together I created a basic setting for use in this, and it's not too hard to build something because like I say, you already have the real world, and then just not too hard to throw together a couple things to kind of tie some characters together, and
here's an opposing faction or a villain. A company that one of them works for.
Right. Whatever. Right.
Yeah.
So it's I think it has a lot of potential. I'm looking forward to kind of. I've been playing it solo, which actually works really pretty well because everything is pretty straightforward. It's a lot of forward facing dice rolls, which always works really well for that.
Mm-hmm.
It even has, unlike a lot of roleplay books, it has that already built in the back of, here's a suggestion if you want to do the, I think they call it One Hero Army.
Yes.
If you want to play solo or if you want to play with, they have a suggested group size, but, smaller, one-on-one or solo or, going on the other end, like six players or something like that.
Right. It's not specifically solo rules, but it is a one-on-one. If you're playing with a game master and a single player, they have rules for that. This is the kind of thing, let's face it. Die Hard, James Bond, the single lone character is really kind of perfect for this. So
yeah, and that's an interesting thought too, because when you look at the action movie genres, you either are the lone hero, the buddy cop movie, or the heist group. You don't really have, the long lasting, unless it's like Avengers, something like that. It's, you don't really have like long lasting multiple people groups, for the action because you're following.
We've got the Expendables, my friend.
I was about to think of that one, but yeah.
Never seen an Expendables movie, to be completely honest.
There are exceptions, but yeah, I think you're right. This is a very good game for a small group. You've got a
very fair point. I just do it for the comedy.
All for it.
Yeah.
For the comedy, you guys should also, comment, send in your thoughts. Let us know what you think is, we're wrong. Where we might have missed something.
No, of course. Yeah.
Or good ideas for different kinds of groups in this setting.
There's only three episodes, so.
It's true.
We would like more brains, please. We're not zombies, though.
It's okay. Maybe.
Well,
think for yourself.
In theory. So what do you guys think? Do you guys want to throw together some characters? You want to?
Well, yeah.
You know what? Why not?
Maybe spill some tea here. What's the setting that you have in your mind since you've been doing like some solo play or you're developing a setting for playing with some people?
Okay. Here you go. Picture a movie studio just outside Rome, Italy. The logo over the main archway reads PDSI Studi, Produzione dello Spettacolo Italiano, Production of Italian Entertainment Studios. I hope I pronounced that anywhere close to correctly. The studio focuses on independent movie production and draws talent from all over the world. Inside the lot, in addition to bustling sound stages, areas are being used for fight choreography, special effects production, extensive set costume, and prop creation, in addition to multiple rooms of writers continuously analyzing and editing film scripts. However, you will be more familiar with the company as PDSI Agency, Plausible Deniable Secret Intelligence. The movie studio is a cover for fight training, demolitions instruction, extensive quartermaster resources, and intelligence analysis. It's an ultra-secret operations organization sponsored by NATO, meaning it attracts operatives, technicians, and analysts from all over the world. To avoid scrutiny, NATO wanted to distance the PDSI from the more popular intelligence agencies like CIA, MI6, Museum Bureau, Mossad, but it still needed a central location with some amount of local support. So Italy was chosen as its location, allowing the new agency to coordinate with the AISC, which is the Italian Foreign Intelligence Community. The PDSI operates globally, taking on missions when exceptionally covert operations are necessary to avoid any specific government oversight or public transparency. Quite often, when traveling undercover, agents are able to use the location scouting for the film studio as an excuse for a variety of travel options. So, yeah.
Okay, this sounds wonderful. I'm just letting you know, I'm playing Brad Pitt's character in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
All right. Okay.
Nice. That's awesome.
Oh, kind of stunt man extraordinaire.
Yeah. And that
hick,
and that's kind of
country accent.
I was trying to get, you know, obviously some sort of little espionage thing, but I thought I'd kind of throw a little nod to the cinematic flavor of the game.
Oh, it's wonderful.
With a little bit of a nod to the Italian origin. So tried to get everything kind of coordinated there a little bit.
Mark, we have some messages to send later.
Okay.
Nice.
This is beautiful.
But yeah. In addition to being an agent, you might also have a cover as somebody from the studios, a stuntman, or you know, the screenwriter, or a director, or special effects.
That's so cool.
So yeah,
I love the theater, Mark.
yeah, hopefully that would give enough ground to come up with some ideas.
How do you make some characters?
Yeah. Okay, well, step one is choose a role. Roles are commando, fighter, ace, agent, face, the nobody, the brain, the sleuth, the criminal, or the spy. And that's a nice thing, you know, about, you know, talk about spy genre. It doesn't mean you have to pick the spy.
Right. Or the agent.
Intelligence
right.
agencies.
Exactly.
Yeah, intelligence agencies pull from all of these.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it was interesting. I was doing a little exercise earlier about taking the original cast of the Mission Impossible TV series and figuring out what roles they would be.
That's cool.
And yeah, I was coming up with, you know, we've got the fighter, the face, the brain, criminal. One of them I wasn't sure about, so I made the spy, but you know, you really cover a lot of ground with this stuff.
You know what? Okay. So to kind of fit in with the theme, you know, we're kind of undercover as this, you know, movie film studio. Somebody's got to like drive the getaway cars, right? So,
sure.
How about we go? I'll lean for like the ace.
Mm.
Maybe he's delivering information. Maybe he's helping somebody get to a place and get out of that place.
Stunt driver, definitely.
Stunt driver, transporter. going for the ace. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the transporter yeah. kind of thing. Any ideas for Logan?
I am torn. There's a lot of these ideas. Seeing, you know, fun options and whatnot. I'm actually kind of heavily drawn, you know, aside from agent or spy, because both those would be really thematic. I'm kind of drawn to the nobody. The nobody, you know, just looks hilarious. Because it's, yeah, I mean, you're getting pulled in when you don't expect to be. You're like, what? Why me? Why am I always in this? You know, and with the film studio sort of thing, you know, being like some sort of local, maybe, you know, gaffer or assistant to the assistant, you know, director or some lesser known, you know, you're credited on the movie but not really, just running around trying to fill in stuff could be really hilarious.
Yeah.
I was definitely going to go that if you were going to go agent or spy, because they'd be like, okay, you're the face, you're the centerpiece, and this is the, you know, the Kevin Hart to your rock.
Maybe the movie's not about like the guy that's always in the center of attention. Maybe this is Baby Driver.
There.
The agent also looks wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, these look fun for sure.
Yeah. I haven't found a bad one, actually.
Well, and I think that's the point is they definitely make it general enough so you can fit a theme and a feel. But not feel like you are pigeonholed into a certain area. Okay, I think for this one I'm gonna go the spy. I feel like we should have one of that anyway, and also one of the feats he has, you know, to choose from is parkour. So obviously,
oh, absolutely,
nice. Okay,
yeah. Okay, so that's roll.
So yeah, that's your roll. Job, you can put PDSI agent, and then if you want to add a cover, you know, what your normal cover is within the studio. That's, you know, stunt driver.
I think we'll say that kind of the same, you know, how we kind of work together on this is I am also in stunts, but more the physical body stunts as opposed to the piloting stunts.
Nice. Makes sense.
Sweet.
Makes sense. We're always going together and stuff.
Age is just young, adult, or old. Adult is kind of the default.
Probably go with adult.
Yeah, that seems fun.
Okay, yeah, that's just generic. No pluses or minuses to that. So that's
somewhere in between adult and old.
Yeah. And then catchphrase and flaw are totally open. You can just kind of come up with something.
It gives you some examples on the role pages. So it kind of gives you a nice, like, hey, here's the idea you're getting.
Right. Another difference in this game is your attributes start with 2. So they start with
you said 2. Default.
Yeah, it's on your character sheet.
Yeah, it filled it in automatically. Okay. That's good.
Yeah. And your characters or your skills all start with 1.
My catchphrase is I can get you where you're going.
Nice.
And did you say flaw was also the same thing? It's kind of
Again, there are some samples. Samples, but you're free to make up whatever works for you.
I feel like catchphrase, you know, you can definitely create your own, but I think, you know, because it has a mechanic in it, you got to think about how you're molding that and how that comes together. Because you know, to be able to use your catchphrase to get the bonus, you know, it makes sense for it to have a play in it. Like, so I'm like reading through the ones for the spy. There's no time. I'll explain later. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. It might be impossible, but we have to do it. You know, that sort of stuff. Like, all of those are interesting catchphrases, but they definitely feel like they're crafted in such a way that you can't say them at any point in time. There are specific times where you would say them, where it would actually come up.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I don't know. Like it's
kind of similar to pull, like to memories or experiences in this.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah, very much so, actually. Yeah.
You know, kind of helps you It reminds me of the things when we went through character creation for City of Mists. Things, you know, they were so, you've got to be able to phrase these how you can use them while you're playing kind of thing.
Yes. But these roles each give you one attribute, an attribute point in one of your attributes, raising one of your attributes to 3. You get, 10 skill points. And then you get to choose 2 feats. And it gives you some gear for each one. Yeah. It gives suggestions for a job, catchphrase, and flaw, but those are ultimately pretty open-ended.
Just a half second here. Yeah, I'm just clicking those in. 2 feats, which I think is going to be easy with parkour and martial arts. I'm going to lean into the physical guy, you know, sort of thing.
Makes sense.
So, I don't know what either of those
feats.
Do.
Specific things.
Yes.
Yes. We'll get to those. Actually, page 46 lists the specific feats and what they do.
I do like to, you know, how they. I mean, this seems to be the way to do everything in general, but how they did gear and money.
Yes.
Ammo and money. Gear, well done. It's listed out. You know, it's your standard modern sort of stuff. You don't worry about counting bullets. You count magazines. And the magazines are, you know, when something bad happens or you just go full auto. And like, it's like basically like any like critical success, critical failure sort of, you know, mechanic. You just mark off one of your magazines, which includes also the one that you have in your pistol.
Right.
So that's just, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I like that so much. And so true to the action genre. You know, you don't usually count the bullets. They're just shooting.
Oh, yeah. No, if you watch a movie and you're counting the bullets, you're like, yeah, cool. That six shooter has 17 shots.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. All right. So the next step is going to be the tropes, which is page 39. You see the list of those. Yeah. And this is going to give you another attribute point. One more feat and I think 8 more skill points.
Wow. Yeah. Those give you, holy crap. Yeah. They give you a bunch of stuff.
A lot.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm looking. Yeah.
A lot of things
at the end of it. I'm like, wow, there's so much stuff here.
So this is kind of like in, household, you have the, you have the base profession and then the
Subclass or whatever.
Subclass, yeah, I don't remember the exact terms off the top of my head, but yeah, you basically have 2 things that combine to make you unique.
Very neat.
Did you say fairy neat? Because that's for household. No, I like this too, because it's like, doesn't matter what your class is, that really focuses, you know, kind of what you're doing, you know, as a role, but you could also both have the exact same trope, but it's going to look different too, based on just the points, you know, on how you, what your role is.
Sure.
I do like they have a quote too for each of these, tropes. It makes it a lot easier instead of looking through and like, okay, what points do I want? It's like, no, what's the quote? Does that feel like it vibes for this guy? Cool.
That's true. That's a very good point.
There's a lot of options too. Yeah, I'm surprised at like the amount of different tropes and stuff.
Yep.
I think right now is a wonderful opportunity to give a little shout out to our Discord community server. If you like what we do here, want to pitch in on ideas or just talk about topics, other things we're doing on the podcast, it's a wonderful place to do all that fun, wonderful stuff. So head over there if you haven't already, join in on the conversations.
Oh. Anybody thinking of anything?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Just have everything.
And these are nice too because they give you 2 choices for your attribute point.
Yep.
So if you pick something, if you pick something that you already have from your role,
you have another.
You can choose the other one. Yeah.
That one's nice.
Uh,
Since you're going for like the spy.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like the getaway, maybe getaway driver.
Well, and I'm thinking about it too. Like I'm trying to be a little bit more, you know, melee or close in focused, you know, you might be more of the, the sniper and the, you know, range gunman and whatever else. I don't know.
Yeah. That's one thing I'm thinking, maybe taking a trusty sidekick.
I missed that one. Okay. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. The quote is all set. What would you do without me?
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. I'm debating between hunk, genius bruiser, diehard. Well, these are good.
You could lean into the bad boy and go bad to the bone.
Yeah, I think I don't want to lean too hard on that because I'm already kind of got that with my flaw. Everybody lies. It's totally fine.
Makes sense.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think I'm going to go genius bruiser just because I love that. Let's try to be reasonable. There's no need to resort to violence. He's got a brain, but he's also swole.
Yeah.
Punchy.
Makes sense.
This dude's all nerves.
All nerves. Nice. Yeah, that's where drive is. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Drive. My drive and shoot are both at 3. And my nerves is at 3, so.
What's your second attribute?
Focus.
Nice.
Brawn and crime.
Ooh.
Okay.
I mean, spy, crime. Yeah. I mean, makes sense.
Yeah.
I believe I have filled out my things.
Excellent. Lastly, everybody starts off with 1 adrenaline, 1 spotlight, 1 cash, and you have 1 lethal bullet in your death roulette.
Yeah, that's auto-filled.
Nice.
Okay, and where is cash?
Oh, there we go. Bottom. Piggy bank.
Yep.
Piggy bank. 1 cash.
So what's the difference between storage? Is that just stuff that you have, like, that's your gear, but somewhere else, not with you?
Correct. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, if you don't want to carry it with you, you can, you know, have it. You have it at home or, you know, in a storage compartment somewhere that you can go get it.
Yeah. Okay. So top skills for this dude are endure, fight, and stunt. So, you know, heavy on the brawn.
Yeah.
But a pretty good spread otherwise. There's only a couple skills I don't have anything but the base stat in.
I am the He's same. Yep.
Brawn and crime. His feats are parkour. So reroll for jumping, performing feats of acrobatics, or breaking a fall. Martial arts, which is reroll for, you know, action reaction rolls when fighting in melee. And high culture, which is a reroll for all rolls for recalling information about general culture, literature, history, and geography.
Nice.
Which I chose because leaning into that whole genius bruiser. He ain't dumb. He's just big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
And this guy is mainly nerves and focus. We've got a full on drive, shoot, and fix. Oh, as well as dexterity. So he's probably good with his hands.
Yeah.
Works on the cars a lot.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, nerves and focus. So he's real, like, when the heat's up, he's cool as a cucumber.
Nice.
Love it.
He's got proven driver, okay, which allows me to pick a vehicle type.
Oh.
I chose cars.
Makes sense.
You get a free reroll when driving, repairing, or evaluating a ride of that chosen type. So any cars, I get a free reroll doing nice stuff with. Crazy stunt. Which is destroy your ride, flip a coin, on a heads, you fill in 1 need spot, and okay, on a tails, you fill in 5 need spots. Oof. So it's like was crazy. Here's a little bit of Fate to see how your ride does.
Nice.
And then Get Down. There's no actual parentheses, but it's Mr. President, the imaginary parentheses. you and another hero quickly hide or dodge without needing to roll the dice.
Nice.
Very nice.
So
you also start off with a ride. So a ride with a speed of 1. So you can go down to the right corner there, put a 1 in the center, and name what you have. Assume it's a car.
It's a car.
Click on the car icon there to show that it's a car, and then just
X. Okay, yep, there you go. Oh, now I need a cool name.
Well, just what type of car is it?
Oh,
you gotta name it right, though. Okay. I get that.
No, yeah. it's gotta have a name.
What's her name?
Okay,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, what's her name?
Nice.
This is Jenny.
And then you also start with a pistol or shotgun.
Okay.
Spy.
Is that everybody? Of course you...
Well, no, this is under your role. Spy
with. Okay, I've got that. My gear is a pistol with a silencer, fancy clothes,
correct.
Item of choice.
Yes.
Don't know what the item of choice can be, or if there's limits.
I would think it'd be something spy oriented.
That makes sense.
You're not going to be carrying around a sledgehammer or something, you know. But
yeah, it's a heavy mace.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely a rocket launcher. Definitely a rocket.
Sure.
Can we spend our starting money on gear?
Sure.
Okay. Wasn't sure that was like a yes, you can do that, or no, it's you can't because you're supposed to have a certain amount to start out with, whatever else not.
Not really. Unless you've got some trope, you don't start with too much, but
yeah. Well, because I was looking at getting something like either like a night vision device or a lockpicking set. For the spy sort of thing is my one free choice, but I think I'd also like to have a knife, and so spending my one coin on having a knife, that he can keep concealed, especially since he is a melee guy, mm-hmm. a bit more. That makes a bit of sense.
Sure.
But and I can also see the value of having extra mags.
That's fair. And the other thing to think about is if you want to give this some sort of spy twist, maybe your night vision goggles or your night vision device looks like an ordinary pair of sunglasses.
Heck yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, I'd be all for
spy stuff is
which
cool.
Are just, night vision, but there's possibilities for other sight things to happen with it,
True.
Depending on how spy we get with this, but.
Absolutely.
You're just taking those magic spectacles that you got from Household. I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Didoy. Yeah, and these night vision this night vision device looks like shades because I wear my sunglasses at night.
Yeah. That makes total sense.
All right, so when you have a gun, I've got a gun, you got the one magazine in the gun itself, plus it comes with a free magazine. If you want extra, mm-hmm. You have to buy that. So I'm marking off 2 of my magazines just so I have
the
1. Yeah, I only have the 2 that are available to me. Okay. And then knife. It doesn't have anything for throwing the knife because those are separate. Like throwing knives are different than just,
Yeah.
But I'm going to put those numbers in there if I choose to throw this knife, but it would be only 1 shot, I would think. Yeah. Because I'm not buying throwing knives. I want to have a knife. But on the off chance I happen to throw it, that maybe that's a spotlight moment. Yeah, that can make sense.
Right. Okay.
And you get help cutting things.
Yes. So.
I will probably I might spend my one money on a camera.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's useful. Really? I was thinking about that too. I just didn't think it fit.
Stakeouts and such, maybe.
There's also a toolbox. I don't know if you were talking about being like the repair guy.
Yeah, I already get a free reroll.
Okay.
For repairing. Let me see what that toolbox gets me. Where's the toolbox?
Second from.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Grits help. Oh, okay. You know what? Yeah, let's go with the toolbox. I like that.
Nice.
Because I thought about taking mechanic, but that it gives me a free reroll, which I already get a free reroll from a proven driver.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, when driving, repairing, or evaluating cars. I guess if it was like a not specific to a car, I guess mechanic would help more for other things that aren't my specified type.
True.
But you know what? He's still maybe early on here. We don't know what he might advance into.
Absolutely. Good point.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're set.
I spent my $1. Spent my $1.
Yes. The
$1 I had to my name.
That's relatable.
Yes. And that's something they talk about is the cash only goes from like 1 to 5.
1 to 3.
But that's not literally. No, I think you can add up to 5.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, 1 to 5 on the bottom, yep.
But, okay. Yeah. But that doesn't literally mean $5. It's just kind of a abstract representation of how much you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like wealth in most other things.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
That we've played. Okay.
Very true.
Do we start with any experiences or anything?
No.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. That would be one gripe for the character sheet, though. I understand why it is the way it is. The experience section is too small because you're supposed to use achievements, scars, bonds, and reputations all in that one spot. I'm sorry. That's four different things, and there's only 4 lines. I need to have a lot more space.
Good point.
I need 12. I need at least 12.
Exactly. Come on now.
That's what a Word document is for.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is there anything else we need to do to polish off these characters?
I mean, we gotta get a name going here, which, you know.
Yeah, name, final details, but yeah, that's it.
Shit, that is so dumb, I have to do it.
Uh-oh.
Oh no. We got a dumb name alert.
His stage name, what he's known by, is Max Fury. But I gotta find a same, you know, a relatively dorky name to go with it, because I'm kind of leaning into the whole rock thing. So like, you know, Dwayne Johnson, you know, is The Rock.
Yeah.
I need something along those lines, like maybe Eugene Phillips. We'll go with that.
Yes. Yes. I like it.
Sorry to anybody out there who's, you know, named Dwayne. No offense, but come on, man.
Those angry letters from Eugene Phillips are going to start rolling in now.
Yep. Hey, whatever for likes, right? That piss you off?
That's right.
Okay. Get some response. Right. Let's go.
the other asset you have at your disposal is the mission sheet, which kind of just has something. If we were at a table together, you'd kind of share this, but this is a way for you to kind of list your team, list the clues you get, supporting characters, all the kind of joint information you have would go on here. And then there's an additional sheet for the director, the game master, to keep track of all the story stuff from that direction as well.
Nice. Okay. Sweet. I love extra sheets, but I hate extra sheets. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of nice to have a nice format, though, as opposed to just kind of random scribbles or, you know.
Yeah. I always like having a format because my brain goes everywhere. So just having something, you know, some walls to bounce off of definitely helps.
Right. Right. Yeah. You know, you're still probably going to have a Word document or something with the actual detailed notes, but having like all the villain stats in one place and henchmen and detail, kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. And they have a heat mechanic too. Another thing that's fun to bring up, you know, obviously it's not only, you know, in Blades in the Dark, but that's what I first think of is, you know, having the option therein to, you know, ramp up what's happening based on the stupid shit you do.
Yes. Yes. It's
fantastic.
Yeah.
Very true.
So what's your character's name?
Man, I'm really thinking.
That's fair.
Stage name is going to be Rodney Burns.
Okay.
Burns rubber. Yeah, I know. It's terrible. It's a terrible name. It's a terrible name.
On his rod, you know, his ride, his
No, that's what I was going for.
Love it,
but you know,
we're of course taking this very seriously.
Of course,
oh, absolutely.
It's all showbiz.
It's all show.
Would you say yours was looking?
Max Fury.
Nice.
Yes. That's, that might be worse than mine.
Oh, it's pretty dumb. It's pretty dumb.
His real name is something like Chet Green.
Okay.
Oh, my flaw is I just don't know when to shut up.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
He'll talk somebody's ear off, but he's probably not going to. He's like, let me go talk to this guy. It's fine. I'll get us through. And
nice.
No, he just ends up.
Which would be hilarious if you do have some good smooth talking, and then you know you fail one, and it's like, well, you just kept talking, didn't you?
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. The other thing you can come up with if you want to put thought into it are code names for when you're undercover.
No.
Just add another layer to this. Yeah.
Ooh, but, let's do it. Well, we'll figure it out later, but
yeah
I'm gonna have to figure
put some thought down. Into it.
We gotta have a theme though. It's gotta be something movie related, right?
So I can't just go with code name is my code name.
code name
or like those memes where you see the you know I'm playing a monk named Ranger.
Nice.
Yeah. You
know? Yes.
I'm playing a ranger named Fighter, and the fighter is playing, you know, a monk. Or playing a guy named Monk, just to really confuse the DM.
Right? Yeah.
So my code name will be Spy, and yours will be Ace, right?
Okay. Yeah, that works.
Nice.
Oh boy. Well, Mark, anything before we want to round this episode off here?
I think we're set.
You already gave us that nice little introduction to this kind of world.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. Yeah, this will be a neat thing. I haven't actually played the setting system for either this or Household. So it'll be exciting to be the player for once.
Good point.
Yeah.
Slightly different than Household, but I think I will catch on fairly quickly.
The mechanics, like I say, are pretty similar. So a lot of a lot of similarity, a lot of same feel.
Just a quick, you know, separate, a little bit back to the rules question. Is it similar? Like the GM doesn't roll the dice; he just has like kind of challenge levels for enemies and stuff like that.
Exactly right. Yep. Exactly.
Cool.
Oh, one other little meta currency, I guess, kind of meta currency I forgot to mention is there is a you can choose to gamble on your roll, which basically gives you an extra die. It's a form of help, but Every snake eye that you roll takes grit.
So you take stress for rolling one.
For rolling, yeah.
when you gamble.
So
but
so
I
you
got
could get
four of a kind. They're all ones. Crap.
Yes.
All ones.
Exactly right. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Oh, shit. So so yeah, that's another little neat thing that's kind of unique here. But it adds to what you were saying about, you know, whereas Household is the card game, this is the rolling craps or that sort of thing.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
Mm, that's cool.
Yeah.
It would be neat to throw that little thing over if you're doing anything gambling related in Household, just to throw that little, if you roll a one while you're gambling,
you might
lose another gold or
related systems or whatnot, is stealing little bits and adding them to other things. Like you're always going to homebrew something like that. And I just,
I love doing it.
Yeah,
it's true.
I love it. Well, Mark, thank you for running us through this.
I'm excited.
Looking forward to trying it.
This seems to be another good move, you know, from Two Little Mice. They had made, you know, one of our enjoyable games we played before, Broken Compass, and that had gotten sold off. So it's neat for them to see, neat to see them come back with a very similar sort of vibe. And just, I don't know, it feels really nice just to see them doing what they're good at and really excelling at it. So.
And I'm really looking forward to what else is coming for this too.
Yeah. The other settings, the other, you know, expansions.
Other stuff, yeah.
You know, this is, there's a lot in this book, but it is very generic and you can do a lot of really good settings, but I think there's going to be a lot that's going to help when they start bringing in, you know, the swashbuckling or the sci-fi or, you know, other sorts of, you know, themes, and just really enhance on it.
Yeah. Throw those important things that are specific to the genre that'll help influence that flavor at the table a little bit better. Yeah. But I like how this looks.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for sitting down at this table with me this wonderful day. And and planning out some games that we're going to play.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I love these session zeros. This one actually ended up to be like a full episode, but you know.
Well, we got a lot of talk about with
this
one.
We kind of had a little mini talk show there.
We kind of blended a little bit with kind of the game at a glance, and in that we were doing a lot of comparing to the Household. So I think that added a lot of interesting viewpoints as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mark, you better get your writing because we're excited.
I already have some good ideas. So
yeah.
Oh, nice. Let's go play. Let's go.
Okay.
Play
then.
That'll do it. I'm excited to see what else these people.
Tune in next time for Max Fury and Rodney. Yeah. I don't remember what your road burn.
Rodney Burns.
Rodney Burns.
I'll do a big like
that's right.
Impact outro thing with explosions.
And, nice.
In a world gone mad.
In a world.
This
Max
summer.
Fury and Rodney Burns.
Act now. Sunday.
This summer, Angry Maxwell. Wait, no, I'm sorry. No, what?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. We'll see you guys next time.